We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We're on top of numerous developments in the state and the city's response to coronavirus. First, state leaders have confirmed hundreds of new cases of COVID-19 as Governor Pritzker offers a counterpoint to President Trump's apparent desire to get the country back to work in the next few weeks. WBBM's Jim Goodis is...
And Lisa, we start with the numbers, and they are again sobering, as they have been quite a bit in these last few days. Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the head of the Illinois Department of Public Health, confirming 250 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, four more deaths. That brings the total numbers to 1,535 confirmed cases, 250 new ones, as we mentioned, in Illinois, 16 deaths. Those are four new ones. The most recent deaths include a Chicago man in his 50s, two Cook County residents in their 60s, and a DuPage County woman in her 90s. Grundy County had its first confirmed COVID-19 case. Governor Pritzker says he can't say yet when his stay-at-home order and the closing of businesses and schools and other measures to slow the spread of the virus will continue. As for the president's comments that the economic effects of such measures could do more harm than the virus itself, Pritzker said that he believes the president is paying more attention to the stock market than he is to science and the needs of the country. And the governor says that the president is not taking into account the human toll of COVID-19 and how that would affect the country. And while Pritzker says the president promised the federal government will send 300 ventilators and 300,000 protective face masks to Illinois in the coming days, the governor said Illinois needs much more help from Washington to combat COVID-19. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago's first responders are also reportedly on alert for coronavirus. You heard Tom Brass from Chicago's Police and Fire Department live on WBBM confirm that 11 officers in all, 11 officers and firefighters have now tested positive for COVID-19. Two officers still in the hospital as of now. Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck also says that officers have seen no widespread evidence that Chicagoans are disobeying the governor's stay-at-home order.
Since the public health declarations, we have issued zero citations and zero arrests for violation of the health orders. We've also seen significant evidence that Chicago is staying home.
And you can add two more major conventions to the number of trade shows that have pulled out of Chicago's McCormick Place because of coronavirus. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's not stressed out.
Between them, conventions of the National Restaurant Association and the American Society of Clinical Oncology were expected to draw more than 100,000 attendees to Chicago. But Crane Chicago Business reports both McCormick Place gatherings have been canceled because of COVID-19. Mayor Lightfoot says the cancellations are not a body blow to the city's economy, though they'll have an impact, and they're not unexpected.
If you think about the population of people that come into Chicago for these various conventions, they're coming from all over the United States, all over the world, and many of those same places have stay-at-home orders.
Chicago tourism officials estimate that conventions scheduled in March, April, and May had been expected to generate about $460 million in economic benefits. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The owner of Gold Star Cafe and Catering in Lowell, Indiana, is working with dozens of volunteers feeding seniors every day so that they don't have to go to the stores and potentially be exposed to the coronavirus.
Charlene Hall says she loves her town so much because of the support so many volunteers. If she didn't have a dollar in her pocket, she says she would be the richest woman in town.
We've got about close to 100 people who volunteered as delivery drivers. I've got three ladies who have volunteered on the inside for me.
She initially thought she'd provide meals for local seniors with what she had on hand. Now that's gone, and she's replenished and is serving 80 meals a day at no cost.
I haven't asked for donations. I've turned a few away. I feel like we don't know how long this is going to last, and I really hate for people to give me a donation and then they need it down the line. They're like, oh, I wish I had that money.
It doesn't cost a lot, she says. What she could use are boxes or bags for the deliveries. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.